Kirabaisa, let's begin. I want to continue today and discuss Kaddish, part 4. Part 4 of Inyanei Kaddish. Today I want to go over with you the simple translation of the Kaddish. Not necessarily a simple translation, but a few ideas relating to the translation. First thing we begin is Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabba. How do we translate these four words? The truth is there are two translations. There are two ways to understand these words. First interpretation is, it's referring to, let's break it up. Let's focus on the word Shmei Rabba. How do we spell Shmei Rabba? Here in the article it's Shin Mem Hei. Reish Beizal. The truth is, in most Sidurim, not in most, it's Shin Mem Yud Hei Rabba. Shmei Rabba can be broken down into two words: Shem Ka. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world that we know it is known as Ka. Ki Beka Tzur Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the letters Yud and Hei. We learn in Parshas Beshalach, Ki Yod Al Keis Ka, Milchama La Hashem Ba Molek, although that we, in the Torah, Hashem's name is spelled most of the time Yud Ke Vav Ke, there are four letters in Hashem's name, but Amolek, due to the damage they brought to this world, the Hester Pan, they denied Hashem's existence, and their poison is contagious. The world does not recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's name is not full. Hashem is not appreciated the way it should be. So Hashem's name is only known with the first two letters, Yud K, the first two letters. That is captured, that idea is captured in Shemei. Shemei is the Aramaic for Hashem. How do you say the name in Hebrew? Shemem. The way you say Hashem's, say anyone's name, is Shem, Shemo, Shem, Shin Mem. How do you say name in Aramaic? Shin Mem Yud He. The question is, why did Chazal write the Kaddish in Aramaic, not in Hebrew? Because we discussed that before, but we could have just said Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, Shem Rabbo, or Shem Hagodol. Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, Shemo Hagodol. Shame is taking the two together. Shin Mem is shame, and Yud Hei alludes to half of Hashem's name, Yud Kei. When we connect that with Shin Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, what we're asking is that Hashem's name should be expanded from just the Yud Kei, the half of Hashem's name, to the full name Yud Kei Vav Kei. In other words, Mashiach should come. There will be Melchemes, a war against Amalek. Melchem al Hashem Amalek. Amalek will be eliminated, and once again, Hashem's name will be restored to its fullness of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, the word Rabba, before we conclude this idea, Rabba has the same letters as Bara. Rearrange. Resh, Beis, Aleph. If you rearrange the letters, it spells Beis, the middle letter first, Resh, Aleph, Bara. Hashem created the world, Ki Bika Hashem Tzur Olamim. With the Yud, with the letter Yud and the letter He, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed the world. Pasuk in Bereish, Ki Bika Hashem Tzur Olamim. We know that Hashem created Olam Haba with the letter Yud, Olam Hazeh with the letter Hey. These two letters were used to create the world. So what we allude to in the beginning of the Kaddish is Shmei Rabba. Hashem's name is Shin Mem. His shame is Shin Mem. His shame is Yud Kei, the first two letters. And with those two letters, Yud Kei, Bara, he created the world. And at this point in time, in this period of time, it's only Yud Kei. We then take that and we go back to the beginning of the expression, may it be Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. May it be Yiskadal expanded. The Yud Kei should be expanded from just the Yud Kei to the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then it will be the Yiskadash, it will be sanctified. Okay, so this is a very simple in translation meaning of the first four words of the Kaddish. Okay, one more time. Yiskadal v'yiskadash Shmei Rabba. Let's work backwards. What does it mean, Shmei Rabba? Shmei really is a nutrikin for Shem Yud Kei. The Shem Yud Kei is what Hashem Bara. Rabbah is similar to Bara. Hashem created the world with these two letters. At this point in time, Hashem's name is half of what it should be. When Amalek will be eliminated, then Hashem's fullness will be appreciated and it will be expanded. It will be Yiskadal. It will be expanded and it will be sanctified. This, yeah.
There's only one thing.
Yeah.
Rabbah is Aramaic and Bara is Hebrew.
Correct. It's all intermingled. I guess so. That's what it says. Okay. This is one another approach to Yiskadal the Yiskadash. Nothing to do with this. With just a very simple translation, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name now be glorified. Okay, let's leave it alone. I'm a little bit confused. So we'll come back to that another time. That's one very popular idea that's mentioned frequently in the Mepharshim that explain the Kaddish. Okay, let's go to the next part of the Kaddish. The Olama in the world, Divara, which he created, Chiruseh. Now, what does that mean, Chiruseh? According to his will. We actually say this on Shabbos. On Shabbos, we take out the Sefer Torah. What do we say? The words that we use are Kiritzoinoi v'chiritzoin yireyav. V'chiritzoin, right before Kriya Sator. Let me open up the Shabbos. Shabbos. Okay, we take out the Sefer Ala Kol. Right, we take out the Sefer. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Gad Allah Hashem Yitinu Rav Shema Yachtof. Then we say L'cha Hashem HaGidul. Then we say on Shabbos, Al HaKol Yiskadal V'Yiskadash V'Yishtabach V'Yisparav V'Yishmah V'Yisnasei Shemo Shel Melech Malchei Hamlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olamos Sheboro Ho'olam Hazeh V'Ho'olam Haba Kirtzono V'Kirtzon Yireyav V'Kirtzon Kol Beis Yisrael. Three different wills. There's Hashem's will, the will of those who fear Hashem, and the will of the entire world. Three people's will contributed to the creation of this world and Olam Haba. That is really what we are alluding to when we say the Kaddish. May Hashem's name be glorified, may His name be expanded from Yudkei to Yudkei Vavkei, the Olma in the world Divaro, which was created Chiruseh according to His will. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Malachim, there was only Hashem's will. And the Malachim were created, Chazal tell us, on the second day of creation. On the first day of creation, there was no one but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Bereishis, Lekim Yehi Or, on day one, that was only according to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's one interpretation. What? No, Baal is Loshon Yachid. Baal means this with the world. It's Baal Amos, in the multiple worlds, correct. There are multiple worlds. That's right, that's correct. But here refers to this world, the entire, everything that was created, my separation according to His will alone. That's one approach. Other Mepharshim disagree, and they learn that Kiruseh is not going on creation. Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei Rabbah, the Olamo divara, Kiruseh is going back on, may Hashem's name be Yiskadal v'Yiskadash according to His will. Which is a whole new different idea. That the way we relate to glorifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants His name to be glorified. Ki loy machshev osai machshev oseichem. We have an idea of how we want to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own ideas how he wants to be glorified. Think about that. Think about being at a melech bas avidam. Think about a person who's being honored at a dinner. Okay, you have an institution, and they're honoring a person at a dinner, and they all get up, and they make speeches. And the guest of honor is sitting there, and he's thinking, is this really what I want to hear? I gave all this money to be honored. and it's nonsense. I don't like what they're saying. They're focusing on the wrong things. They're focusing that I'm a family man. Why don't they focus on my contribution to the sciences? Why don't they focus on the fact that I'm a Talmud Chacham? Why don't they focus on the incredible chesed that I did for the shul years ago? I don't like the way they're giving me honor. If it was the other way around, if someone else in this institution was being honored, and I was the MC, or I was the guest speaker, my focus of honor would be very different than what they are attributing, what they are giving me. Not all, every time when you receive honor, are you pleased the way it comes out? If you give a plaque, look at the nusach of the plaque. I think everyone had that experience in life when someone sends you a birthday card or someone sends you some type of gift. It's nice. I appreciate the gesture. But if it was the other way around, I would have done it in a much more dignified way. So, al achas kama v'kama, when we come to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here we are in this world, and we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu shevach v'hoidah for what you've done for us, what you've created in this world. Hashem is sitting back and he's laughing. This is how you praise me. This is something which I appreciate. If you want to give me honor, there's a way to do it. What we're really asking here in this expression of Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Merabu B'Yom Livrachim to say, we're asking that we should succeed in giving you Shevach V'Hoidah the way you would like it. To have the praise should be something which you, Hashem, will appreciate. And that only comes through Siyat D'Shmaya, and that's the request we're making here when we say the words Chiruseh. So the Sach HaKol we have here two very different translations of the word Chiruseh. We have either the word Chiruseh, which relates directly to the expression B'Olamo Divara, may your name be glorified in this world, which was created according to your specifications. Right, when you go on Amazon, you go on eBay, you want to buy a product, there's always a link to click on the specs. Specifications. May your name be glorified in this world that was designed and created according to your specifications, according to your will. That's the first interpretation. Chiruseh connects to Bi'olma. On the other hand, the other interpretation takes the word Chiruseh not on Bi'olma Divira, but goes back to Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. Halavai Hashem, you should give us the koach and the siyat v'shmaya and the success in giving, having the ability to praise you and do something meaningful for you that will be something that you have satisfaction from. It will be Chiruseh. If it was the other way around, if you were the one giving praise, you would focus on this attribute. Halavai, we should succeed in giving you Nachas Shuach and giving you praise the way you would like it to be received. It's a whole different approach.
How do we know that?
What do you, how we know that?
How do you know? I mean, we say, for example, all the Hallelujah.
That's David al-Rakhodesh. That's part of the success. We have a right to assume that since David was a Navi, he was a prophet, David succeeded in giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shevach V'Hoidah Chiruseh in a way that was pleasing to Hashem. It was according to his will.
So
it wasn't the foolish type of praise.
But is it, based on your comment, brother,
yeah.
How do we know when we're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the praise that he wants?
We don't know.
What is it?
I guess we can send some feedback. We don't really know. That's what we're asking. We're asking to be endowed with siyata shmaya, that the way we will praise our feelings and our words and our actions will give Hashem nachas ruach. It will be according to what he wants. Because if we don't have this siyata shmaya, we may try to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach, but we will fail miserably, and it will not result in being a Yiskadal v'Yiskadash that was Chiruseh according to... Let's go for it. Right. He says, I want to make that point. Two different places to apply the word Chiruseh. Is it on the Berea or is it on the Yiskadal v'Yiskadash? Can you say this every single day? We hear this every single day. We have to know what we're saying. Now let's go to the next part. The next part is what comes after B'Yolmo Divroch Chiruseh, V'Yamlich Malchusei, and may his kingdom be established. Okay, let's leave those words. And may his kingdom be established. That will come when? That will come at the end of days, Dimos HaMashiach, when Amalek will be destroyed. Amalek will be destroyed, then Kiyod Al-Kayskot. At this point in time, Hashem's throne, there is a hand on Al-Kayskot, Hashem's throne, the throne of Malchus is diminished. It's only 50% of what it should be. It will be restored to the full spectrum of Yudkei Vavkei. Let's leave those words alone. Now let's come to the next part. Nusach Sfart. Nusach Sfart says, V'yatzmach purkone v'karev mishichei. May it sprout forth purkone, redemption, and his anointed one, may his anointed one come close. Now, what do those words mean? So here he brings sources which explain. What do those words mean? Yatzmach Perkune alludes to Mashiach ben Yosef. Vikarev Mishichei is Mashiach ben David. So here in the Kaddish itself, there's a reference to the two Mashiachs. There's the Mashiach, we know that when Mashiach will come, there's a two-step process. Mashiach, the political Mashiach. Mashiach ben David, the political Mashiach. And then everything is ready, then we'll come to Mashiach ben Yosef. Why is it that Nusach Ashkenaz deletes these words from the Nusach? So first of all, the reason why it's, we discussed yesterday, that we want to have a precise number 28. There are 28 words starting from Avi Imru, starting from Yehesh. There has to be, I take that back, that the 28 comes later on. That's later, fine. But there's another number in the whole Kaddish. How many numbers appear in the Kaddish? So there are other reasons, I'll pick Kabbalah, why they don't want to have those words, but a similar reason why Nusach Ashkenaz omits the words is because once you've said the Yamlich Malchusei, that's already past the point of the Yatzmach Purkone V'Korev Meshichei. Yatzmach Purkone V'Korev Meshichei are steps that lead up to the ultimate, the Yamlich Malchusei. Once you've already reached the climax, why are you going backwards? If anywhere you want to add those words, you should add those words in. Bi'olma divrachidu say v'yatzmach purkane v'korev meshichei v'yamlich malchusei. If that's where you want to put the words, it should be before, because there's a procession, there's a process. At first, the redemption should sprout forth, the gula Mashiach ben Yosef, and then the Mashiach ben David, which will ultimately lead to the recognition of the Shparuchu v'hoi Hashem l'melech al kol aretz v'yem hui Hashem echad shmo echad. For whatever reason, we can't do that. I don't know why. We can't take those words v'yatzmach porkunei v'kodeh Mashiach and put it before the word v'yamlich malchus. That cannot be done. Why? I don't know. Cannot be done. So the only place that you can put it is afterwards. Afterwards, it's anticlimaxical. It's already a done deal. Hashem has already reached the level of ultimate Malchus, so why are you putting it there? So that is the common argument why these words do not belong, they should not appear in the Kaddish. Yeah.
Some people put Kates between
the Kaddish.
The
Korev Kates Meshichei, the Zman of the Gula. So yeah, that's a totally different translation. Yeah?
I don't understand what you say. What was the original? Well, maybe this fire.
There was no original. The Rambam was Gorisit. In Echanami, it's not clear what the original Nusach was. The original Nusach was according to the Rambam and the Avudraham and the Rashba. And the Ramak, I don't know the Ramak is, they all are Goris V'yatzmach, Perkone V'kodeh Meshichei. But in Ashkenaz and Poilin, they do not have the Skirsa, and the common reason is because these two concepts represent the process of Geula.
So they deleted.
I don't know, they deleted, or it was not never part of it. Okay. Now there's another very important concept that is expressed in this idea of Yatzmach, Perkone, which means that the Geula will not come suddenly. Geula comes in steps, in stages. V'yatzmach means to sprout. The definition of sprouting is over time. It comes gradually. Don't expect to wake up in the morning, Mashiach is here. Geula is a process. And therefore, that's we make reference to this in the Kaddish, V'yatzmach pokuni. Redemption develops slowly over time, like a plant develops and blossoms slowly until we come to the point when Mashiach, the Geula, arrives.
Excuse me. We say et semach David avdecha al tasmia. The Mashiach, Sher David, his name is Semach.
That's a different idea. Okay. Let's go further. Now we come to three expressions. Why is it necessary to say three different expressions? In our lifetime, in our days, and in the lifetime the whole Beis Yisrael. So it brings down here that these two expressions correspond to what we say in the Bracha Shehecheyanu. Shehecheyanu, Vikimanu, Vihigianu. Three expressions. Why are there three expressions? So those three expressions come from a pasuk. It comes from the Hallelukos. Halleli nafshi es Hashem, a Hallelu Hashem b'chayoy, v'azamro l'lokai b'odi. This is while I exist, in my lifetime, in my neshama. So the Medrash says that because there are three expressions of in this mizmar, my neshama, which is everlasting, halli nafshi es Hashem, the neshama is nitzchi, so there's no time limit. Then it says, hal Hashem b'chayai, in my lifetime, v'yazamro l'lokai b'odi, while I exist. There are three expressions in this mizmar, to correspond to those three expressions, we say in the Shachin, Shechianu, v'kimanu, v'higianu. Three different expressions which represent we've reached a certain point in time. Alright, but they want to expand that. He wants to expand that idea to the reason to this that we have in this the Kaddish three expressions, Bechayechoin, Uviyomechoin, Uvechayi, the whole Beis Yisrael. There are three different moments, three different expressions of life, which, okay, it's not really fully clear. Another idea that I did see, which is very interesting, is that when we want Mashiach to come, when do we want him to come? When we're 99 years old? We want him to come when we're young.
When we're 150.
We want him to come when we're young, we're vibrant, youthful. So that's what it means, b'chayechon, in our lifetime. But don't make a mistake and think it means in our lifetime, meaning when we're 100 years old. Uviyoymechon. The word yoymechon has a connotation, our youth, in our younger years, in our days, the days when we're able to accomplish and achieve, that's when we want Mashiach to come. Then there's a fascinating thing which does not appear in most Sfarim, but I don't know why everyone leaves it out, that in the old Nuschos of Kaddish, at this point, they would give cover to the Rav, and they would give cover to the Gadol Hadar. They would say, B'chayichoyin uv'yom eichon, maybe they do this by the Sfarim, B'chayichoyin uv'yom eichon uv'chayei of the Rambam, our master, the great leader of Moshe ben Maimon. They have in the Cairo Geniza. Okay, in the Cairo Geniza, they found the Schos of Kaddish, and there it says, "Bechayichoyin uv'yamichoyin uv'chayei moreinu v'rabeinu," our leader, our all these beautiful expressions of Moshe ben Maimon. And there are other communities that did the same exact thing. That when the tzibur would say Kaddish, they would give kavod in our lifetime, b'chayichoyin uv'yamichoyin uv'chayei, in the lifetime of our esteemed Rav, and they would say his name. That was part of the standard nusach of Kaddish. That's what it was. It's very interesting that no one ever makes mention of this. All of the Svarim that discussed in detail, the source, that's later, that's something that I'm talking about, to specify a specific person and to give him honor, that was added here in this portion of the Nusach HaTzvila. Okay, now we come to the next part of the Kaddish. Ba'agola uvizman korif. Okay, so we have Yisgadav Yisrael Shemayim. Bob, Yom Adivrach, Yisrael Shemayim, Yom Adivrach, Yisrael Shemayim, V'yatzmach, Pur Konei, V'kodei Mashiachi, V'chayichon, V'yomichon, in our lifetime, early in our lifetime, in our younger years, V'chayi D'chol Beis Yisrael, Ba'agola uvizman. Now, by the way, why don't we say V'chayi D'chol Beis Yisrael? There's a very important reason why I say, because the Gemara says that when the Mashiach comes, V'imuchem Yisgoy Gumagog, that most of Klal Yisrael, there are two different opinions of the Gemara, what's going to happen? According to one opinion, most of Klal Yisrael will die. There will be only Echad Mimishpacha Shnayim Meir. It says in the Pasuk. Echad, who will be who remains from Mochem Yisrael Gemagog, Micheskel, one from every family will survive, and two people from a whole city will survive. That's a very, because we're not going to be roy for the Gili Kvod Shemayim. It's a scary thing. However, that's one opinion of the Gemara. The Gemara says there's a different dissenting opinion that doesn't. It means that everyone's going to survive, but when it says one or two, that in the zuchus of one tzaddik, the whole family will survive. In other words, you have a whole family; they're not so ay ay ay. But if in the family there's one good person, in his merit, the whole family will survive. If you have a community, and in the community they're not royal legula, but there's one good person in the community, in his merit the whole community will survive. So we have two interpretations of the pasuk, Echad mimishpachu shnayim meir. There's the harsh interpretation, and there is the pleasant interpretation. When we recite the Nusach HaTfilah that we're waiting Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabba, which primarily is a prayer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be glorified in the future with the coming of Mashiach and Hashem's revelation, we're mispala like the pleasant interpretation, like the Man Yama that says that when it says Echad Min Mishpacha U'Shnayim Yir, in the zechus of one person, a whole family will survive. In the zechus of two people, a whole city will survive. And that's why we say D'chayei D'chayei D'chol Beis Yisrael. Everyone should remain alive. There shouldn't be only one or two people. And then we come to the word Ba'agola U'Vizman Karif. Now what does that mean? Ba'agola means quickly. Right, Ba'agola means swiftly. And what does it mean Ba'azman Karif? It also means quickly. So what's the difference between Ba'agola uvizman Karif? Yeah. So it says here Ba'agola really means suddenly. And Bizman Karif means soon, not suddenly. What's the difference between soon and suddenly? What is this parallel? Be'ita achishena. There are two different zmanim for Geula. Geula can either come before its time, suddenly, or it can come gradually at the end of days. So if we merit, if Klal Yisrael does tshuva, it can come suddenly, at a moment's notice. The Mashiach can come any moment. On the other hand, if we don't do tshuva, there is a set time when Mashiach will come, whether we like it or not, gradually it will come. That's what we're misfal. That Yiskadal v'Yiskadash ba'agola. If we merit, halavai, it should be suddenly. Ba'agola. Ba'agola is pisayim, suddenly. If we don't merit, and it has to come at its set time, halavai, that set time should be soon. We should see already the light at the end of the tunnel. It should be uvizman karif. So the two words are not repetitive. The two words represent two different concepts of ita and achishana. Okay, then we come to Yehesh Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam U'Yomil Maya. Habei Hashem's name, now this was the same idea, is it Shmei Rabba Mivarach, the same idea as this response of the Tzibur, which really, really, really parallels the Yiskadal V'Yiskadash Shmei Rabba. The Shliach Tzibur makes a request of the Tzibur that they should say Yiskadal V'Yiskadash Shmei Rabba, and here the Tzibur responds, yes, Yehesh Shmei Rabba Mivarach Le'olam U'Yomil Maya. You say the same exact idea, Shmei is Shin Mem Yud Hei, the Shem Yud Kei, may it be Mivarach, may it be expanded, may it be blessed forever. So let's now go to the next. Then we have the next eight expressions. Yisparach, v'yishtabach, v'yisparach, v'yishmah, v'yisnaseh. Now there is a custom that a person should bow down when he says Yisparach. When you say Yisparach, you're supposed to bow slightly. Why? So there's a new idea. Bracha means blessing. Bracha also means a spring, a brecha, a source, a wellspring, which means a source. A wellspring is a source of water. Bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all blessing. But bracha also comes from the word yorech. Okay, the beis and the yud are somehow related. And what barech means to bend, what barech means the knees, the brechayim, the knees, it represents the concept of berkayim. The berkayim means to bend. And the word bracha has a connotation, a recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is superior, and therefore we bend before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since the word Baruch, that's one of the reasons why we bow when we say Baruch. We really say, make it, we bow when we say the first Baruch of Shemona Esrei. But here as well, when you say the word Yisparach, being the word Yisparach also relates to the concept of bowing, that we recognize your superiority, and we the minhag is to bow down before you say, as you say the word Yisparach. Okay, so we have over here these eight words, Yisparach, V'yishtabach, V'yispar, V'yishamam, V'yisnaseh, V'yisador, V'yisle, V'yisol, Shmei, V'kudusha, B'richu, Le'eila, Min Kol, B'richasa, V'shirasa, Tush, B'chasa, V'nechemasa. Okay, why do we mention... Okay, just give me 1 second, a little bit thrown off.
It is so important that it says if someone is going to tell Yeshemer above it, all of his energy, all of the gezerot, zahod, and document he has is going to be there.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay. Okay, now we have here Shmei Dekudusha Brichu. Why is Hashem's name called Kodesh? Shmei Dekudusha Brichu. So this is from this is an idea that the gematria of Kodesh, this fits very well into what we're learning in Divrei Hayam, Shlomo HaMelech. The gematria of Kodesh is, what's the gematria? 410 with a Vav, when you include the Vav. Kodesh, Shin, and Kuf is 400. Dalid and Vav is 10. How many years did Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash last? 410 years. The Bayis Sheni was not the same. The Bayis Sheni, the Shechina, there was no Ish Min HaShemayim, there was no Kruvim, there was no Aron. The Shechina was not present in the Bayis Sheni anywhere near the Kedusha that existed in the time of the Bayis Rishon. That means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu really is his presence rested in this world for real, in its fullest sense, for 410 years. This is the only thing man really can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. We can't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The best that we can do is we can look back in history and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina was here in this world for 410 years. That's why we always refer to Hashem as Shmei Dekudesha Baruch Hu. Hashem is Kodesh. The Kodesh was experienced by us for 410 years. Okay. Now we come to another idea of Birchasa v'shirasa. We have four expressions. Why are there four expressions? We have here Yisal Shmei the Kodesh Abrichu Le'elo, he is above Mikol Birchasa v'shirasa Tush Birchasa v'nechemasa. The Kaddish ends with the words Birchasa v'shirasa Tush Birchasa v'nechemasa. Why are there four words of praise? Because the entire theme of this bracha, this is a little more Kabbalistic, but the entire theme is to expand Hashem's name of Yud-Kei to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The last four words relate to the four letters of Hashem's name. There's Birchasa, Shirasa, Tushbichasa, Venechemasa. Four words, because this is the end. The end here is when we will achieve our goal of decompression, going from Yud-Kei to Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. We'll then have the four letters of Hashem's name, and it deserves four expressions of praise. Okay, now some diktok. The only word in the entire Kaddish that you say in the Le'el is Le'ela. If I'm not mistaken, is there any other word? Le'ela. Every single word of Kaddish, Yiskadal, V'yiskadash, Shmei Rabbah. It's not Shmei Rabbah, it's Rabbah. It's always the emphasis, always in the lera, on the end, the last syllable. The only word that you add is the emphasis, the first syllable is le'ela. That's the only word. As far as bowing, how often do you bow? You're supposed to bow when you say, you always bow before you say Hashem's name. You're supposed to come up, come be standing before you say Hashem's name. So when you start, you say Yiskadal, you begin by bowing. Yiskadal v'yiskadash. And then when you come to Hashem's name, Shmei Rabbah, before you say Shmei Rabbah, you already should be standing up. Then you go further. Then you say Shmei Rabbah, and then you bow again. Yisparach, and you stay bow. Yishabach, Yisparach, Yisparach, Yisnaseh, Yisadar, Yislav, Yislav, Shmei. Before you come to Shmei Dekudesh Abrichu, you get back up. When you say Hashem's name, you always want to be standing up. But before you say Hashem's name, you go into a motion of bowing. Le'ela min kol b'chassav shirasot shuvos nechassav. You don't have to bow, and then at the very end, Oseh Shalom, you conclude by bowing. Okay, we do have here one last thing. There's Nechemasa, Nechama. That's a very important theme of the Kaddish, that we offer to give a Kaddish Baruch Hu Nechama, comfort. Why? Because a Kaddish Baruch Hu Kaviyachal, as long as the Beis HaMikdash is Chorav, he is in a state of mourning. And interesting, we are Menachem Avol Hashem every single day. That's really what you do when you're saying Kaddish. We think you go to an Avol, so an Avol's in the morning for 7 days. We come, we give him the Chama for 7 days. But yeah, you can say Menachem Avol a whole year.
Kaddish was not said at all before the...
Perhaps it was said in a different form. It could be that it was changed, adapted to the circumstances. The words were changed. But it's a fascinating insight to think about, is that what are we doing when we're saying Kaddish? It's not known. It's not known. It certainly exists at the time of the Tanoim.
In the Otz Yisrael, it makes reference to the fact that they think that Rabbi Akiva was the one who wrote it.
Okay.
But it's
interesting to keep in mind is that when every time we're saying Kaddish, in essence what we're doing is we're being Menachem Avol Hashem. Hashem is in mourning, and we're coming to give him comfort. Nachem Hashem Elokeinu es Aveli Tzion Aveli Yerushalayim. We're giving the Chama. And that's the last thing we say in the Kaddish. The Kaddish, the Chatzi Kaddish. The last thing we say is Baruch Hasav Shuasah Tush Baruch Hasah V'Nechem Asa. May the Nechama that will come to you be greater that we say in this world. That type of nechama, all the forms of nechama that we can give in this world should pale in comparison to the comfort that you will receive. We're alluding to the fact we want to give nechama. That with that we will conclude. Okay.